Good morning. Clouds dominated the weather picture across interior New York and New England overnight, and that stopped temperatures from dropping as dramatically as the last few nights. And as a result, we're waking up with much more comfortable temperatures this morning. Still on the cold side, but not nearly as cold, with most everyone in the 20s, with some teens across the higher terrain. Clouds will dominate the weather today as a disturbance pivots through southern Canada. The disturbance does not have a lot of moisture to work with. However, a few passing flurries or snow showers cannot be ruled out, especially across the higher terrain during the middle of the day. Temperatures will be allowed to climb well into the 30s, maybe even touching 40 in some spots out ahead of this disturbance, while behind it, a northwest wind will pick up and become gusty the second half of the day, driving temperatures back down through the 30s in the afternoon and evening. Overnight tonight, temperatures will continue to drop as skies clear out. We'll go all the way back down to around 10 above on average, and this will set us up for a sunny but cold start to the day on Thursday. Gradually, clouds will increase as a weak disturbance slides through the Ohio Valley and shears off to our south Thursday night and Friday morning. We'll be on the northern fringe of some light snow, and a couple of inches could accumulate across the region by Friday morning, so the morning drive on Friday could be impacted with not a lot of snow, just at a bad time. Temperatures on Thursday will reach into the mid-20s, then behind that light snow will dry out Friday afternoon with some sunshine, allowing temperatures to bounce back into the mid-30s. A bigger and more potent storm will arrive over the weekend. Some morning sunshine on Saturday quickly followed by thickening clouds with a chance of some light snow by dark. A storm system will evolve out of the middle of the country and team up with strong energy diving out of southern Canada. The result will be a strong low pressure system along the east coast. The exact track and intensity of this low will determine who gets all snow and some of it heavy in terms of accumulation, and who gets a mixture of snow, sleet, even freezing rain with some icing possible in spots, and then all rain in southern parts of interior New York and New England. High temperatures out ahead of this system will be in the lower 20s on Saturday and manage to get into the upper 20s and lower 30s on Sunday. Behind this system, windy and very cold for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern is developing, especially for California over the next few days. A front will push towards Southern California today and bring moderate rainfall and high elevation snow across this region. The Sierra Nevada mountain range could pick up as much as 2 feet of snow across the highest elevations. After a brief break, additional rounds of rain and high elevation snow are expected as a strong front moves through the west. In fact, this system will bring even more snow to the Sierras, with winter storm watches in effect. The Great Basin and portions of the Intermountain West can also expect rain and high elevation snow during the short-term period. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in freezing fog, 9 degrees with a southwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 18, 66% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 72 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 39 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, becoming breezy, near 40. Boston mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and becoming windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 30s falling into the 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 22. That's right on normal for this time of year. Once again, just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow, and still just that tenth of an inch for the first half of January puts us 8.6 inches of snow below normal for the month, and with just 13.8 inches of snow for the season, we are 11.7 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 62 set in 1995, and the record low 16 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning at 7:22 a.m., sunset this evening 4:48 p.m., 9 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. mostly clear tonight, with lows ranging from 10 below to 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight, lows ranging from 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper single numbers and lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny in the morning, giving way to increasing and thickening clouds, highs in the mid-20s. Light snow Thursday night and Friday morning with a couple of inches possible on average. Late day sun on Friday in the mid-30s. Some morning sun on Saturday, then thickening clouds with a chance of light snow by the end of the day in the lower 20s. Significant snowfall possible for the northern and western parts of our area on Saturday night and Sunday, with a mix with sleet, freezing rain, and rain, mainly south of I-90 and east of the Catskills. Highs for the second half of the weekend in the upper 20s. Partly sunny, very windy, and very cold Monday and Tuesday in the teens. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.